Welcome to Brain Stew, home of topical and pointless conversations.
All opinions are our own. We do not promote the views of others.
Hello there.
Hello. I forgot about the chimp, the little chimp.
I love that chimp.
He's a great guy, isn't he? Great guy.
Well, speaking of chimps, we just adopted a chimp.
What, at home?
Yeah, he doesn't live with us.
All right, okay.
But we went to Monkey World and paid some pennies and Brian is our guy. He's genuinely right. He's the most naughtiest monkey going.
Really?
Yeah, he's awful, but he's great fun.
Well,
he comes round for Sunday dinner.
I was going to say, like, how I need this qualified. How? How is he a bad monkey?
So he's like the one that throws shit at the window.
Of course he is.
No, he's not. But he's like, he drags like Coke bottles along the floor. And he's like up at the window banging. Well, the rest of the monkeys are just getting on with their day. But he's like the proper troublemaker.
And you've sponsored him, so what, you've got to put him through college and stuff?
Or? Yeah.
That's awesome. Wow. Well, congratulations on sponsoring some wildlife.
Thanks so much. Yeah.
I've done the opposite this week. I ran over a rabbit.
Ooh. Is he all right? No.
It wasn't on purpose. Poor fella came out.
What about the toys? Was he all right?
I had to swear 3 or 4 times before I got him.
Ouch.
I'm joking. No, literally. Unfortunately, little fucker just bounced off the bonnet.
Yeah.
None of that happened. I don't know why I said anything.
No. We love animals. We wouldn't.
I didn't purposely run over a rabbit.
Poipus.
Unfortunately, true story, unfortunately, I did hit a rabbit this week with my car.
Oh, are you actually serious? Oh.
I'm trying to make light of the fact that I swerved to pretend to really harm it. I didn't. I did try to get out of the way, but the poor little fucker just hit the...
Well, that's the joys of where we live, you know. It's like...
Well, so it wasn't a joy.
No, it wasn't a joy what you did. But
it was the 9 rabbits on the side of the road all looking at each other with a little denim jacket. Going,
oh no, Pete Rutter.
Well, at least that was what was going through my head, going, please be Flopsy, please be Flopsy.
Joys of the coastal roads.
Unfortunately. Yeah, he was literally a little fucker, just scooted across a little bit too slow. I was doing the speed limit, and yeah, unfortunately.
So, away from that hairy subject.
Oh, mate.
How was the rest of your week?
We should stop rabbiting on, shouldn't we?
Really should.
I can't believe we're starting this episode with this shit. That's ridiculous.
These terrible puns.
How was my week? My week's been full of fun and frolics as ever. I've spent today dressed as a chicken, which I enjoyed.
As you do.
And to be fair, the highlight of my week so far has been you rocking up in the studio today and bringing me a wee gifty of some Wrexham lager.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
Just a quick sniff.
How is it?
Well, it smells nice. Here we go, first taste.
All the way from Wales. Oh, he looks happy. Or is it? No.
Yes, nice.
Oh, it's nice. Yeah.
So is this Wrexham Lager, and this is kind of grown in popularity due to the Robs?
Yeah, I've not seen any of this yet, but I'm not like the hugest football fan, but like it intrigues me to watch it.
Yeah, they've done an amazing job. They've taken the club from the brink of... just kind of continued lack of success and poor ownership and a lot
but
of stuff.
Is this money or is this the...
It's totally money.
The players, how good the players are, because...
Well, they bought players that are good. And it's no disrespect to what they've done, because they've basically... In the modern game of football, you need to have money to succeed. There's no two ways about it. The two things have to go hand in hand now. But they've pumped a lot of money into a community. Wrexham, huge club where they were in a small league. Loads of money been pumped in, and they've got some really good players that were better than the division they were in. They won the division. They're now back into the Football League. It's going okay, but it's more, you know, they've got United Airlines as their sponsor. Last year it was TikTok. Clubs in and around that level are getting sponsored by like Bob the Farmer and shit like that. So it's not really a level playing field. And there's a lot of fans saying, well, if we had the amount of money that's being pumped in by Wrexham, blah, blah, blah. So there's a lot of jealousy in it. But
so what you're saying is if we popped Ryan Reynolds into our town, our football team would be huge.
Yeah, I'd like to think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think like with a... sorry.
You all right?
Yeah. Rabbit hair, we had pie tonight. Sorry. We're going to get emails, aren't we? From who would agree with emailers about running over a rabbit by accident?
No, I'm sure.
To be fair, right. These days, fucking anyone can email about anything, can't they? And it's all going to be. Anyway, I digress. Yeah, long story short. Yeah, I think basically, he's lots of money, lots of social media presence, lots of clout. Very funny guy.
Yeah,
they've made 2-3 series of documentary about it, which is really funny.
Yeah,
get to see the inner workings of the club, and seems all right.
Happy days.
Happy days for them. So, on that delightful note, how the bloody hell have you been?
I have been all right.
And if we were doing a count of how many animals you've accidentally run over this week?
I'd say zero, but I did find I was cultivating a flower bed and found a dead pigeon this week.
Okay.
Yeah.
CPR?
No.
Okay. So, okay.
There was no coming back, mate.
That's a shame. That's a real shame. Should we have a moment's silence for a pigeon?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so that was a moment's silence for Pidgey, and we should probably have a longer silence for Rabbit, shouldn't we? Yeah, that'll do. Okay, so apart from that, you've had a good week.
Yeah, pretty standard. Same shit, different day, you know. Work. We be working.
Yep, feel you, my friend. I feel you. So what have you been watching on the telly box?
A show called The Last Man on Earth.
Yep.
Heard of that one?
I've got a vague recollection of someone telling me about it. I think it was my mum telling me about it.
Okay.
And I think, yeah, she was watching it and explained it in a way that made me think I'm not going to watch it.
All right. Okay. So this is a...
Has she done it a disservice?
Yes and no. So it's an Amazon Prime show.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like a 30-minute watch. So it's not like... you're not invested for
hour
episodes if you haven't got time. But yeah, it's about this man. It's the last man on Earth.
So that's why they called
Believe
it.
Believe it or not, yeah.
Love it.
So no, it's kind of a comedy.
It fucking sounds it.
Post-apocalyptic thing. So yeah, he's basically, he's going around like in a tour bus. He's been to like every city and he's leaving... on the signs he's saying I'm going to Tucson, like find me in Tucson, but he's gone to like museums and taken like the most amazing things with him, and he's set up in this mansion with all these things, like a dinosaur head on his dinner table and stuff, you know,
but like no one around him to enjoy it.
Yeah,
okay, that sucks.
Yeah, but I won't go any further than that because if you want to watch it, I don't want to spoil it.
Okay, well, so. Yeah, that sounds decent. Okay,
what about you?
Small belch.
What's that about?
I think it's sponsored by Wrexham Live. I've been watching Who is Aaron Carter?
Oh, I've heard this name. What's this?
It's on the Netflix.
The Netflix.
It's on the Netflix. It's really good. I'm not going to tell anybody anything about it.
Is this a Marvel one?
No. No, it's not. It's basically...
I think there's a Carter that's a Marvel one.
Yeah, Agent Carter.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah. Hayley Atwell. Yeah, Hayley Atwell. Yes. Nice face there. That's what you did. Sly perversion.
I didn't do nothing, mate.
Of course you didn't.
I know what you're talking about.
If only we were recording this.
I don't even know who Hayley Atwell
is. People could see that you would have gone, oh, Hayley Atwell, I'd like to kiss her. Anyway, so... stealing lines from Alan Partridge.
I like it.
Yeah, so what the fuck are we talking about? Who is Aaron Carter? It's really, really good. Lots of twists and that. It's basically about someone...
In the Backstreet Boys, isn't he?
Didn't he just die?
Oh, maybe, yeah.
How insensitive are you?
Oh, I'm sorry, carry on.
Oh my God, we've had a rabbit and a Backstreet Boy.
It's all
if he isn't dead, we apologise for him.
It's all kicking off, yeah.
Yeah, Christ. Anyway, so yeah, basically it's a story of someone who finds himself in a scenario now, and it's about how they got to that scenario and about their past coming back to unravel. And very, very good.
Yeah.
Enjoyable. 7 episodes, I think. Probably the middle one was a little bit... Get on with it. But the rest of it was all good.
Sounds good.
It's all good.
Might add it to the old watchy list.
Yeah, and music, quickly. Let's talk about music.
All right.
Blink 182.
Oh, they're in the news again, aren't they?
The Stall. I mean, obviously, the Travis having to run home from the tour and that is totally, you know, sending him our best, because obviously he knows who we are and you know that, and clearly needs our support. But
we love you, Travis.
Pretty tragic shit, but... new album, new music, lots of cryptic trailers in the Stall, and now there's a countdown timer, but then there's Mark on social media saying it's not being released till October or whenever, and blah 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 blah. And then people are like, oh, but it might be called One More Time. Is this the end of Blink-182? And it's like, fuck's sake, there's been about six ends of Blink-182 now. What are you not prepared for? Yeah, but it could be the very last one.
Are you excited for this new album?
If it's anything like Edging, yes, I am. I think it'll be amazing. I hope to God that they've not shot their load on that first Edging. How ironic.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, see what we did there.
That was good.
Anyway, this isn't season one.
No.
This is season two.
We're not here to talk about music.
And in season two...
Every episode, Chris.
We talk about topical things, don't we, James?
Absolute waffle.
Absolute bloody waffle. We interrupt this pointless conversation to bring you more pointless conversation. Easy Tiger.
I can't do it.
All right. Topic one this week. When I said this one, I was like, oh, is this going to get us in a bit of trouble? But then thought, fuck it.
Yeah, why not?
Top three shit companies to deal with.
Well, yeah. I mean,
so we're not
customer service is just shite a lot of the time, isn't it?
It can be. And I think it's more, for me, it's the inability to be able to speak to someone that wants to help or can help and having continual barriers of, no, you can't speak to them. No, yeah. That's a different department. No. So what you got? It doesn't have to be three, but just hit us up with a couple.
No, I mean, I don't know about three. But I could probably list three companies for this same reason that really hack me off, Chris.
Oh, but, grinding your gears?
Yeah, absolutely grind my gears. But it's the... You come to an end of a contract. So I'm talking Vodafone.
Oh, so it was three.
Well, that's very good. I like that.
Yeah,
good
then. Thank you.
So, yeah, people like Vodafone, Sky... So TV subscriptions or phone subscriptions, you come to the end of it and they say, your price has gone up to X amount, right? Yeah. So you phone them and they say, oh, well, you know, we'll have to see what we can do. We'll put you through to, I'll have to go and talk to my manager, and they put you on hold. Oh, and they really just probably put the phone on hold, just set it aside for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Just for shits and giggles. And they come back to you with this amazing deal that they can now offer you. When they could have done that all along. Or if you phone up and they say, no, sorry, really can't, we can't offer you anything more or match that price. You phone back again and try and complain again, and they still won't budge. And then they come crawling back, like, right at the end of your contract. Oh, we can offer you this special deal.
Couldn't last week, you prick.
Yeah, and you're like, can we stop all this bullshit? Can you just say, this is my best, absolute best price now and save me 6 weeks?
Yep.
So that's the one that, yeah.
Car insurance as well, same.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to
yeah.
auto-renew and charge you 200 quid more. And then when you phone up, say, nah.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I had this a while ago when I was renewing mine. I was like, I've actually found a quote cheaper online by £200 than what you're quoting for my renewal.
Yeah.
Oh, really? What company was it? Yours.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Fucking hell.
That is the absolute worst.
Oh, right. Was it done online? Yeah. Yeah, we can't beat the online price. Of course you fucking can't.
You can't beat your own company's price.
Yeah, you're best off going with them. Okay.
Yeah.
Fine. So I did. Yeah, I've been having an ongoing dispute with a very, very large company who I've bought quite a large product from, and it's just a big lump of shit that doesn't work, and it hasn't worked from the day that I bought it. And
you love to say their name?
Well, Canon of shit, yeah, basically. Yeah, okay. Canon. And I've just been going round and round in circles for coming up 3 weeks now. We're just, you phone them and they go, no, we can't beat 321, we're not authorized. So send an email. Right.
Have you tried lighting the fuse?
Call back in 2 hours. Okay, call back in 2 hours. 2 hours later, I said to him yesterday, well, what sorry, are you expecting to happen? In you're a twat. What's expecting to happen? It's because I'm in rant mode. That's why.
I'm so sorry.
I missed your little pun.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's a very good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, what's going to happen in 2 hours?
Yeah.
Well, I just called. I was like, you blatantly don't want me on the phone. So 2 hours and a minute later, I called back. Hi. Yeah. No. I don't know why you've been asked to call back. Yeah. Me neither. But here I am.
Yeah.
Can you help me? No. But you've already called twice today. Yeah. You've told me to both times. Here I am. Can you help? No. We've sent it across to them. Right, okay, so you can't deal with it, no. I made a complaint the week before.
Yeah.
Can someone talk to me about the complaint? Yeah, it's with the complaints department. All right, any time scale for them to come back to me? No.
So sat on a on a pile of papers, mate.
So I thought, well, you know, day and age, social media, get involved. Social media team, Canon social media team, UK and Ireland. Hello, this is a scenario, very polite. Oh, we'll see if we can get, have a look at it and come back to you. Okay, great. Yeah, and we've passed on a message, and as soon as we have an update, we'll let you know. A week later, all right, no update. We've passed it to the business support team. Yeah, they're the people who tell me I'm not allowed to speak to anyone. Is this your normal level of service? Complete silence, so they're not speaking to me now either.
Oh, mate, showdown.
I'm just like, wow, like, this is how you treat your customers. Wow.
Jesus, yeah.
So I'm very much of a point of don't buy Canon. From my personal experience, I'm quite happy to sit here and say, do not buy products from Canon because they are absolutely wank. I'm sure they're great when they work, but when you need the help, nah. My second company is Wayfair.
Oh, the like furniture one?
Admittedly, I think if you fish in certain ponds, you get what you get. But I bought a dresser from them, and it was a self-assembly thing. And I was like, it beats a bit, so I can do this. And they sent it. It was like a dresser that had two cupboards, three drawers. What they sent me was basically the sides, the top, the back, no fixings, no drawer boxes, and no doors.
Roll of sellotape.
So I said to them, like, all right, well, look, you know, why why have you done this? They're like, oh yeah, there should have been three boxes, you've only had one delivered. And I was like, all right, well, honest mistake, whatever, but please can I have the bits missing? Yeah, it's going to be 10 days. I said, why is it going to be 10 days? Because when I ordered that and paid, it took one day, so why is it now 10? Where have you got to get these extra 9 days worth of traveling to get me my stuff? Oh well, it's because it goes back to a factory. And I was like, but I still don't understand this. What are you telling me? That they work 9 times slower than everybody else?
They've got nothing else in stock they can't send out.
Why is it? Oh, it's because I paid for delivery this time and you've got to pay for delivery. So you're going to... So when they sent it out, right, do you know what I got in the post?
I have no idea.
I got a little fucking... A little, like, freezer bag with a little slider on, full of nuts and bolts. None of them the right fucking things. No draw boxes, no nothing. So jump back on the phone to them, nice and polite. All right, fellas, I don't want the fuck you're playing at. You sent me this, complete bullshit. I don't have any draw boxes, don't have any doors, blah, blah, blah. Come money back, please. Oh, well, give us another chance to rectify it. Honestly, I'm not waiting for another 10 days. I've literally got a fucking half a shed full of furniture that I can't use it. What the fuck? And they went, oh, okay. And I said, so you're going to obviously send someone to collect this. No, just lob it and skip.
What?
Sorry? I said, it's half a... Yeah, just throw in a skip. I said, well...
do you want to send me a skip?
Well, I said to him, like, you know, as probably the rest of the British population, I don't just rock down the bottom of the garden and go like, oh yeah, I'll just put it in my skip. I was like, don't have a fucking skip. And like, we'll take it to a landfill. And I was like, I'm not fucking taking it to a landfill. Can you come and collect it?
So wasteful, isn't it?
It was just like, for fuck's sake. And obviously it would have cost them more money and blah, 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 blah. But I was like, no, not buying from you ever again.
Jeez, man.
It's crazy, isn't it, though? Like, that whole level of, like, just fucking lob it, it's fine.
Yeah.
Mental.
Makes no sense, does it?
I'm a big fan of balance, and I think, like, I like to celebrate companies that I'm like, yeah, I would definitely use, definitely interact with them again. And it was Costa Coffee.
So you're what's the word, champion?
Yeah, because, Costa. Like... I basically, and this isn't like a push so that we get sponsorship for you cynical fuckers out there. This is
hello, Costa.
Talking about, but Costa at me, yeah. But yeah, so basically, I have like a little Dolce Gusto machine. Nescafe at me as well. See what we're doing here.
Very nice.
And every time I put these Costa pods in, the fuckers were exploding. Like literally, the buildup of pressure was inside it, and you just hear this pop, and then it was all fucking hell was breaking loose in the cup. So it was just like the powder was going everywhere, and it was just like, and I'm getting more and more stressed at work. So I'm like, I need a coffee. It's like the fucking thing's exploded again. Clean it up, new cup, new milk, start again. Fucking cunting things done again. So really, really pissed. So I wrote quite a nice email to Costa. Look, yeah, I love your product. It's great. It's the closest thing to like in-store coffee through one of these machines that I kind of, you know, have found so far. Sort your pods out though. And they basically sent me some vouchers straight away and said, yeah, buy a couple of boxes.
That's really
sorry
good.
For the fuck up. We'll feed it back and let them know. So I was like, hopefully. I haven't needed to buy the new boxes yet because I've still got a couple of pods and it's stopped kind of doing it. So I don't know if there's a couple of dodgy pods in there. But I was really impressed with that. It was just no quibble. And I was like, yeah, no, do you know what?
That's decent when you like stuff that quickly.
Yeah, and I'm not like, I don't want your money. I've spent 20 quid on these things that don't work. And they're like, okay, well, here's some vouchers and get some more that should work. And you're like,
nice.
It's just kind of, when you break things down like that, it's just like, isn't that just the common sense thing that would happen?
And you're more likely to rebuy again, aren't you, see?
Well, Wayfair are like, no, we just can send you a bag of nuts and you can whittle. Oh, that was the other thing. I said, like, the top of the dresser hasn't been cut to size and there's no drill bits in it. Yeah, do you mind cutting it and drilling it? Just send me a tree.
Yeah.
Send me a tree and I'll fucking carve a dresser out of it.
Jeez, man.
So, yeah, so Canon and Wayfair are definitely on my list for sure.
Yeah, I reckon. So, if you guys have got any stories that you've ever dealt with companies and you've had really bad experience or any stories, send them in to chats@brainstew.co.uk.
And I think we will, if any are worthy of sharing, if you guys don't mind, we will read them out on a podcast in the future.
Yeah. We interrupt this pointless waffle for some more pointless waffle. Mmm. Waffle.
Maureen! Slippers!
So what was the last film you went to watch in the cinema?
Oh, what was it? Oh man, you put me on the spot now. I'm trying to remember. I can't remember. Do you know what? It's kind of like one of those treats now, really. It's like you don't get to go that often. I think it's probably with the kids, like Super Mario or something.
Yeah, that was the last one I saw.
Was it?
So when we're talking about like big iconic films or like, you know, something that's like, oh my God, I've got to go and see this. Mm. Like Star Wars franchise was the last thing for me that I was like, you know, busting a nut to get into the cinema for.
Yeah.
But as for like massive films coming out and huge releases, anything take your fancy these days? Anything you're like, oh my God, I can't wait to see that?
No, I know what you mean. There's like, there's certain things you're like, oh yeah, I've got to see that in the cinema before it goes.
Hayley Atwell.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, the Marvel movies. Marvel movies is probably a good example for... I've not seen them, to be honest. But
oh, wank me off.
My bad.
That's disgusting.
Have you seen the Avengers stuff?
I've seen... Do you know what? I've not seen Endgame.
No, I've not seen any of the Avengers films.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
any of them?
Yeah.
Okay, no, I'm... Yeah. We did this thing a while ago where we kind of got confused as to what was happening because there was about 9 Iron Man films. Yeah. I didn't quite understand it.
And then there's an order to watch them all, isn't
yeah,
there?
And so we started on Disney, it basically puts them in order for you. So we started watching them through and we got up to Civil War, Black Widow we watched, I think, and Panther.
Yeah.
And I can't remember where we're at. So we're somewhere in around there. So we've not seen the climactic finale and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that it's very good. But in terms of, like actual, you know, if you take, bearing in mind that and Star Wars are both Disney.
Yeah.
You take those out of the equation, like, I just don't feel like there's amazing films coming out that I'm kind of like...
No, I mean, probably stuff like, looking back, like Lord of the Rings franchise, Harry Potter franchise, they're all like very, very much cinema films. Mm. But like you say, there's what's next?
And I think like the purpose of the topic is like looking at have our... consuming, and it's a shit word to use for like enjoying an art, but it is that, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's consume. Have our consuming habits changed for like, you know, do we not want to watch films now because we don't want to sit through an hour and a half or something when we can watch a
short burst?
Because when you said earlier about it's a series that you don't have to commit an hour to, and it's just like that's a huge kind of like shift of like, I don't want to sit through something for more than 30 minutes. So like my focus is like, it's 30 minutes, I can do something else. It's 30 minutes, I can do something else.
It's how it is now. Everything's so instant, isn't it? And, you know, like people are so focused on a fast life or looking at the phones every 5 seconds and attention spans have really changed.
Do you think they'll get a point where movies will just not be a thing?
I don't think so. Because there's still something quite sort of like, well, for one for a better word, but magical, I suppose, about the cinema.
There is, but if everything is becoming, you know, what was used to be straight to DVD release, or like, you know, now it's like
it's so quick.
Store or you know, it's literally it's on a streaming platform. And obviously if places like Netflix and that are making their own studios to create, you know, shows and stuff like that all the time, is there going to be this kind of massive shift that the on-demand streaming and the kind of the small seasons and like episodes and stuff like that are going to take over from there being like, there's no need to see like the film Jaws because we can do it in a 10 episode series. Why are you laughing so much?
I'm not.
All right, you're right.
No, I think we're just spoilt for choice now, though, aren't we? Like, the amount of stuff that's on each platform, you're never going to keep up, are you? Everyone's going to be talking about several different shows. You just got to pick one and run with it.
It's weird, isn't it? So you were, I won't worry about it at all, but like, I wonder if like some things are just kind of like going to fall through the gaps. And you kind of run a parallel to like, fuck me, we're really serious at the moment.
I think we are, yeah.
Like, someone needs to fart or something just to kind of break up the... so like, with the kind of like music where all of a sudden, you know, I was having this conversation with someone today about like bands from like the 70s and 80s, like The Who, Clash and stuff like that, how it was like you go out and gig and then you get recognition from gigging, and you know, then you kind of like, you get a fan base from a record coming out and stuff like that. And it was very, you know, social media wasn't a thing, you know, YouTube wasn't a thing. You couldn't endlessly share your music to the world. And like, you worry that kind of like, because music's become that thing where it's like me and you could sit and literally record farts and like put a beat to it and then like chat about it, and it could be downloadable on Spotify.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas in the 70s, you rock up in a studio and be like, yeah, I've got this great track, hang on. You know, and then be like, right, put a beat to that drummer, and then we're going to print a record and we're hopefully going to get some play on the radio.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like the evolution of that. And then is this like an evolution of screen now? Because as well, you know, people are saying, well, you know, you can record a movie on my phone.
Yeah, the world's changed so much, hasn't it? Like,
are we just really old men?
We probably are, yeah. But at the same time, I don't know. I don't think the answer I think you're getting at is... the question you're looking at is, are we going to lose cinema? And I think no. I think we're always going to have it. There's always going to be that thing with going out with friends, family and stuff to the cinema as an event, you know.
But if, bearing in mind franchises having to pay to put these films on and et cetera, if less and less people are going, surely the overheads to keep these places running, that's going to have an impact. I'm not trying to like create a doomsday picture of it. It's more like I just see, like, I can't remember any of the films that I've been to where I've ever sat in a full cinema in the last 15 years.
That's a fair point, actually. Yeah, there's very minimal people in them now. But I think the big ones are normally, like we just said, like Super Mario or Toy Story or something. They're always going to be full with families, aren't they?
But with that, they're not full, are they? There's like 40 people, 40, 50 people in like a 200-seat cinema.
Yeah.
So that's not full. That's a fraction. You know, that's quite a low percentage of it being false. And it's like, if you've got that over, you've got 9 screens to keep up, and you've got these films on there, that's kind of like, is that going to be the death of cinema? The fact that, why am I going to watch it on there when I can either A, have it through an illegal download, or B, I can have it straight to home and I'll pay less at home.
Yeah, I mean, what is it now?
And then keep
so it must be like 6 weeks or something? Is it in your
Sometimes streaming it's platform? Like a week.
Yeah, it's like super fast now.
So that, I'm not trying to be doom and gloom. It's more that's kind of the way that I see it, as in like, it can't be viable. Like if someone said like, I'm going to open up an independent cinema today, I need a loan for it, people would be like,
no, it wouldn't happen.
How are you going to make money out of that?
Yeah. Because didn't Cineworld like go into liquidation or something, and then all of a sudden it's back again?
It was, I think it went into administration and then kind of it got bought out or something like that, and it got financially restructured, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. Again, it just, that's my kind of thinking is like, if you can pay a subscription of £8 a month to Netflix or whoever, and you've got all of these things that you can continually watch while they're on there, would you pay the same amount to go and watch something once for the fact of sitting in a massive room with a load of people you don't like and they smell? They sit in front of you is just my
experience. I think it's the experience. I think it's enjoying that like action film or like adventure film on the, not only the big screen, but... you know, the big sound at the same time. I think that's what a lot of people go for, don't they?
Turn your volume up. Magnifying glass.
Just turn it up. Yeah.
Yeah, again, like I said, not doom and gloom, a little bit of doom and gloom, but...
I hope it doesn't disappear because, you know, I've got young kids and sometimes it's difficult to get out to enjoy the cinema. But I think as soon as they're old enough and they've grown up, I'm going to be buying a monthly pass thing to go probably... you know, at least once a week or something.
Do you think they'd want to do that? Do you think there's a generational thing now where kids will want to go and do that? Or do you think they're more like, no, I just want to sit at home and watch Netflix? Netflix and chill.
Oh, no, sorry. I was talking about myself. Like,
You want to go...
Myself, yeah, I would buy a monthly thing and, you know, you get those passes and just go. Like,
you just sit at the back of a cinema wanking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What?
Yeah, just crying into my popcorn.
Nice.
twat to get down here. It's Cool Story.
Cool Story Brozif. How's Brenda? Is she all right?
I think she was... I didn't understand what you said at the end there, but I believe she was playing with something, guitar, maybe strumming something.
Ah, I see. Okay. Well, it's that time of...
Should I press it again and we
can
find out?
Well, let's hear it, yeah.
What?
Hey.
Okay.
Okay, well, it's the time of week, Chris. Time of the week, Chris, rather.
We did have some feedback from episode one of this series.
Okay.
About our cool story, where we had a friend in... a friend. We had a listener... we count them all as friends.
Hello, friends.
Hello, friends. Oh, Facebook. No, Facebook. Oh, podcast friends. Yeah, we had a friend from a different part of the world say that this was basically their favourite part of the show, watching you, listening to you try and struggle through this.
It's ridiculous, really, isn't it? But it's good fun. Yeah, and again, if anybody's got some stories they want to share, chat@brainstew.co.uk. We're willing to.
He was caught touching badgers.
Not touch badgers, but read out your stories. So you want to hear the headline, Chris?
You ready? Go.
I'm ready to go. Who did that song, Ready to Go?
Republica.
Thank you.
Years ago, we played a support gig for Republica,
didn't
we?
Yeah, we did.
Very nice people, weren't they?
There we go. Segway.
Go.
That's another story, though.
Segway.
So... I'd love to have a go on a segue. I'd have gone one of you.
Oh, it's funny. I just pictured it.
Genuinely, right?
A man called Alan Segway. You're like, I'd like to have a go on a segue. And Alan's like, with me?
Genuinely, right? Stop laughing.
I'm laughing away. Joke. It's right. Terrible.
Hello, Alan Segway.
Moores Valley Country Park, right?
Yep.
Not far from us. Do you fancy one day, me and you, going to hire the segways out through the woodland, but we're dressed as like badgers?
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds amazing. I don't think they'd hire them to us.
Just for a Brain Stew special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just what happens though, if that's like the kind of there's, I'm going to go off on a fucking epic tangent. What happens if, there's this prophecy amongst the badgers, right? There will become a sign where you will see two of your brethren on upright motorbikes that will tear through the countryside. That will be the sign to rise and revolt against your human masters. And we cause a massive badger revolt.
Oh my God. Yeah, I love it.
I think we should do it. I want to see it happen.
Or tadgers. So put tortoise shells on our backs.
Ah, I'm fucking there.
Okay, that's coming. Coming soon to a screen near you.
Tadgathon.
Yeah.
Tadgercart.
Should we do the story now?
Sorry. That's a bit, yeah. Sorry.
Should we read the story? Okay. So enough badger.
Yep.
News. This is a story from the what?
What?
They're waiting for the story, Chris.
Oh right. Sorry.
Okay.
Go.
Story from the news this week. Criminal caught after cutting off 37 man buns in one day. Claims he was doing the Lord's work. Yeah. So this guy is based in Los Angeles. Craig Ledbetter, 33 years old, has been placed into custody after reports came in from all over downtown Los Angeles that a man has been seen running around cutting off man buns.
Oh, no.
Dozens of men filled the police station to press charges after their top knots or man buns were removed by Craig Ledbetter.
No!
some guy says, he attacked me and aggressively removed my top knot. I was in fear of my life from this madman. It will take me years to regrow my hair. I hope he gets the punishment he deserves.
Yeah. Said the man who cut off his hair.
Apparently each assault is coming in with an 18 months jail sentence.
Really?
So that adds up to a staggering 55 and a half years in jail if he's convicted of all charges.
Wow. Just a thievery of some buns.
What a legend though. Like,
we're not advocating that anybody do this at all. It's a very silly thing to do, but I mean, fucking hell.
What do you think about the man bun?
I think it's a travesty.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
It's
I'm a complete short back and sides guy, but
it is a crime against humanity, I think.
I don't get it. I don't at any point was like, Yeah, we'll just do a top knot, a bit of a man bun. That's right, isn't it?
Have you seen some of these that they've got like super shaved sides, really high, like almost to nothing, but then it's the tiniest little top knot.
Yeah.
And it's like, what's that doing?
There was a TV show when I was a kid called Mr. Majika.
Mr. Majika?
Google it. It's basically this guy had a bowl haircut, but he had this little tufty at the top that used to like wink like that. And he was like a magic guy, I think. But it's either that or I was so stoned as a kid and made that up. Top knot, no. And if you're a top knot wearer, you know, let us know. We're not going to send a Craig round to come and see you, but let us know why you think your top knot is epic.
Yeah. So Craig says, because he was asked why did he do it, and he said, the Lord spoke to me this morning. He told me that men need to stop posing as women. He told me that I was to be his soldier here on earth doing his work. I have done nothing wrong. I was doing the Lord's work.
Yeah, Craig needs to spend quite a lot of time in prison because this is like a gateway thing.
Yeah.
First it'll be man buns and then it'll be like, he'll just, yeah, no, he needs help.
And with that, he was off for his physiological evaluation.
Psychological.
Read that wrong. No, he wasn't going for PE.
Check to see how fast he was running while he was taking the man buns off in case he wants to open up his own mobile barbers.
Craig, I think you're a legend, but I think you need a bit of help, mate, as well.
I think you need a lot of help and put down the scissors and step away from harming people, Craig. Cool story, no.
Absolutely no.
Sorry, Craigus, but no. No, no, no. No, no, no. No, no, no. No.
We interrupt this pointless conversation to bring you more pointless conversation. Easy Tiger.
Yeah, so basically he is absolutely smashing away at the back of this thing.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, she turns over. It's his brother in a wig.
No way.
Can you believe that?
That's horrendous.
Worst funeral ever. All right, topic three. What is wrong with me?
Would you like to talk about sport, Chris?
I'd like to talk about sports that are pointless, and I don't mean a 0-0 draw.
No.
I'm talking about maybe not pointless sports, but just sports that are incredibly humorous and you question.
Kind of like, what's the point? What are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah, I've found some absolute bangers on the interweb.
All right, what you got?
Let's go. You go. We go.
All right.
We go as in there's some sort of split personality over here going, yeah, should we go? Yeah, we'll go next. Yeah, yeah. You wanna do that one? Yeah, yeah, we'll do that one.
It's just you and me, mate.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Who's Duncan over there riding the pony?
Would you like to tell me about some pointless sport?
Okay, so the first one I've got. So what I did was I printed this in quite a light ink, and then under a purple UV backlight. I can't fucking read it, so you'll have to bear with me for a sec. Camel wrestling.
Is that camels against each other, or is that? Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know if it was like some guy in a turban wrestling.
Why a turban?
Well, he's in a place where the camels are. It's not going to be in like outside Asda, is it?
Well, I don't know, but I think like the whole thing of like someone says camel wrestling, I'm picturing like a guy like you say, like limbering up, like, yeah, fucking take this one.
Yeah.
And then there's this massive event where they filled like this stadium or like kind of like an amphitheater where it's like sort of, you know, all these people like in to watch these two, and they bring these two camels out and they're like knocking at the door. And they look at each other and everyone's like, yeah, murder, murder, kill, kill, kill. And there's one with like a red, because they wear fezes apparently as well. One with a red fez, one with a blue fez. And everyone's like waving their money and gambling on these two camels. And the camels just look at each other. And they're like,
the fuck?
All right, Steve. And the other camel's like, yeah, Bob, what's going on? Where the fuck are all these people? Don't know, I just got put in the back of the trailer this morning and brought it. What do they want? Well, it looks like they want us to fight, I think. Well, why the fuck would they come and see us fight? And a guy comes and cattle prods one, and he's like, fuck off. And like camels are getting antagonised by the people. It's like, at no point are these two camels going to be like, oh, fucking hell, Steve, I'm going to have you now.
So how are they getting them to actually fight,
though? That's what I mean. But not just fight, wrestle. Have you ever seen a camel put another camel in a full Nelson?
No, no.
What would that even look like?
rigid.
just like...
He's trying to do a suplex, but he can't pick him up because he's got a massive fucking hump.
Do they have, like, opposable knees, camels?
I don't know.
Like, can they do the bend with the...
I don't know.
I just imagine a camel trying to do a headlock, but it's like it's straight.
That'd be great at clotheslines. But yeah, I just like camel wrestling. It just seems like it's two male camels as well.
Right.
Well, I'm glad they've cleared that up.
Well, that seems fair.
Because they got two girl camels and they're like, fuck this shit. This is ridiculous. We're not doing this.
No.
Well, the men are like, right, well, here, what are we doing? Was it a card game or something? So no, you're wrestling each other. Well, what? Yeah, you're wrestling each other. Why? Why are we wrestling each
other? I'd be interested in watching that because I don't think much would happen. They'd just be spitting each other.
I wouldn't be interested in watching it because it would literally be... It's the equivalent of... Have you ever been anywhere where you've just seen two camels stood side by side? It would be that with loads of people watching that going, why aren't they fighting? And the two camels going, why are they cheering? I don't understand. Why are they booing? Why is this guy keep cattle prodding me? I don't get it.
I once tried to take a picture with a camel.
Oh, I'm glad that went where I thought it was going to go. I was a bit worried for a second.
Didn't go down very well.
I thought you were going to say, like, I once tried wrestling a camel. You walk up to it and, like, did the whole Hulk Hogan, like, ripping the shirt off and, like, who are you going to call, brother? Slapped it and a camel spat at you and then pinned you.
No. I was in Turkey somewhere and I tried to take a selfie with the camel, but the guy wanted, like, 200 lira or something, 20 million lira or whatever you call it.
Right.
But, yeah, so I was like, nah, you're all right.
On our honeymoon, my wife trod in camel shit in an open-toed shoe.
You don't want to do that.
No, I told her that. Great advice after the fact, but I told her that. She was not a happy bunny.
Do you want to hear about another random sporting event?
I do.
Well, cheese throwing.
Cheese throwing, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, so if you've never heard of cheese throwing, this is kind of I think it's a UK thing, held annually at Cooper's Hill near Gloucester. I don't know if I'd want to go and watch cheese throwing, but basically they roll a big cheese down a hill and everybody chases after it, throwing their bodies down.
But isn't it the first person to catch the cheese?
Yeah, wins.
Love that.
Guess what they win?
It's the cheese.
The cheese.
But imagine if it's rolled that far down the hill, it started as a massive wheel of cheese, and when they get to the bottom, it's a baby bell. So why have we fallen all this way, dislocated shoulders and everything, for a baby bell? What was the point of that?
Also, baby bell is the tiny cheese that likes to get out, if no one knows what.
Yeah, at as baby bell, cheers.
Yeah.
We're doing well with product placement this week, aren't we?
It's not bad.
All right, how about this one?
Go on.
Clog cobbing.
Clog cobbing?
Mm.
What does this entail?
Throwing a clog.
Right. So similar to cheese, but is this down a hill?
No. You just rock up somewhere and throw one.
What, at your nan or?
Well, just outside a police station, you're throwing a clog. What are you doing? Sport. What? Yeah, it's clog cobbing, mate.
Clog? That's quite a hard one to say.
It is. Clog cobbing.
Say that with a cob in your mouth.
Or a clog in your mouth. Yeah. But yeah, I thought that was quite an interesting one.
Yeah, not heard that. Yep. But this is a random one too, mate. It's wife carrying.
Is it as good as it sounds?
Well, this is the picture I've got for you. It's three guys with three women on their back.
Mm-hmm.
My first question about this is, do all the wives have to weigh the same?
Yeah, that's a good shout.
But we'll never know because you can't ask them what their weight is.
Ooh, political. Not political.
Because that's offensive, right?
Well, yeah, I don't think gender has anything to do with it. I think you should ask anybody.
This is what I mean. Yeah, you can't ask people how much do you weigh, not just because it's female. But so, a sport in which male competitors race while carrying female teammates. Okay. Apparently held in Finland.
They've got to hold them in Finland?
No, the race originated in Finland.
Okay. That's an interesting one.
Yeah, never heard that before.
I've got one for you.
Go on.
Jolly ball.
Jolly ball. Is that like... really happy people with balls?
No. Well, I think possibly. It's a combination of volleyball and juggling. Fuck.
How does that work?
Well, quite. Literally, you're juggling and someone's... You've got to keep a ball in the air. And you win points.
So is that like... There's three volleyballs?
I don't know. I don't understand. I've only Googled one line. It literally says jolly ball, a combination of volleyball and juggling. And I figure we just fill in the blanks from there. I want to see pictures. If anyone can recreate any of these things and send pictures, then that would be amazing. But yeah, jolly ball. I can't juggle. And I'm shit at volleyball. Jollyball is not for me.
I'm intrigued by that one.
I think they should reverse it as well. I think that there should be one called Vuggling, where it's basically you're juggling and people are twatting volleyballs at you at the same time. I suppose that's the same thing, isn't it?
That'd be a bit like dodgeball, I guess. Dodgeball.
I love the smell of queef in the morning. Patches O'Houlihan, I love you.
This one is going to blow your mind.
Is it?
So this is ferret legging.
You've got a picture. Oh, Jay has to put his picture up, right? He's got a picture of a ferret on his phone, but it is so stretched that it actually looks like Dan Aykroyd.
Well, it was a screenshot, but it's kind of like, it's gone funny.
It's brilliant. It looks like Droopy the dog. It looks like he's some sort of raccoon.
So this is what I say. Ferret legging. Competitors tie the bottom of their pants closed, drop a ferret down the pants, and close the top tightly with a belt. You can imagine what an angry ferret with sharp teeth and claws trapped in a pair of pants can do.
What the fucking hell's wrong with people?
I know. apparently this started in the 1970s, competition between coal miners in Yorkshire.
So is this single ferret or two?
It says a ferret per trousers.
Right, okay.
Or pants.
Again, the ferret's in there going, what the fuck is going on? What?
I mean, it's just crazy. Why would you drop this mammal down your pants with sharp teeth?
I don't get it.
Ferret legging.
I'm absolutely baffled.
I want to know more. Anyone else knows any crazy sports that, you know, aren't normal?
Have you got any more? Because I can reel off a few here.
Yeah, go for it.
This, I don't even know if this is a thing, but this one's called Mr. Ugly.
Right.
And it's basically a sport.
I'm scared.
It's just one line. It just says, who is the ugliest person in Zimbabwe? What the fuck? It's literally like... So that's a game apparently they play, Mr. Ugly. Who is the most ugliest person in Zimbabwe?
I guess they've...
Listeners in Zimbabwe, let us know if this is a thing. I've got canine freestyle dancing.
I'd love to see that.
It's literally just freestyle dog dancing.
That's amazing.
As opposed to the regular break dancing that they do and the kind of the uniform shit. Oh dear. Camel jumping. The objective of the sport is to clean jump a group of camels that are stacked. What? How? How is that possible? You've got two camels stood there in the other ring going, we're not fighting, we're friends. And then there's six camels laid on top of each other going, oh, what the fuck is going... Hang on, that bloke's jumping over us. Oh, he's just hit Derek in the bollocks.
This tells me that camels are quite sort of poseable. They're up for stuff. If the sport's involved in them.
I just don't understand why. Again, like, I think this is a common theme throughout our shows, but like, we always look back at, you know, the thought process, you know. So if there's a sign somewhere that says, mind your head, it's because someone hasn't.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So at some point, someone has sat there and gone, Wednesday, what should we do? Mow the lawn? No, it's not quite long enough for that. Read the paper? A bit boring today. I know. I'm going to pop down the road and see if I can borrow Barbara's camel. I'll get my camel out, Morris, and we'll see if they'll wrestle. We'll call it a sport.
Yeah.
We'll invite people in the neighbourhood and we'll give it a really good go.
I haven't got words for that one, but I'd love to go and watch one.
Yeah.
Not likely in the UK.
And the very last one I've got is black pudding throwing.
So a Christmas one?
No, black pudding.
Oh, sorry, breakfast. Not Christmas pudding, black pudding.
Yeah. Competitors throw lumps of black pudding at Yorkshire puddings piled atop a platform. I want to understand what the point scoring system is. I want to know if there's, you know, if you knock it off, what happens.
So are we talking like the Yorkshire puddings are Skittles?
It says atop a platform, so I don't know if they're like, basically you've got to throw black pudding and knock them off the platform, like Skittles,
yeah.
Or whether you've just got to I know, fill up a Yorkshire pudding. I don't understand.
Maybe it's throw them into them, yeah.
Yorkshire friends, hit us back. Have you done this? Let us know about the ferreting. You guys in Yorkshire have some rad times. You do know there's television, right?
Yeah, we've moved on since.
take the rodents out of your trousers. Eat your fucking dinner and keep listening to our show. Thank you very much. We really appreciate your support.
At brainstew.co.uk. Send in your thoughts and thinking.
Hit us up with some really, really interesting sports. Maybe even make them up, because I'm convinced that some of these are made up as well. Kick back. Relax. I'm in your mum. All right, so topic 4... is a would you rather.
Just one sec. Just having a can of horny goat.
Oh, get your goat on.
I'm really loving these horny goat drinks.
I fucking love them. Mm. Absolutely love them. Obviously, I've finished my bottle of Wrexham Lager. And I'll be fair, a goat is getting me through the week at the moment.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying the goat, and it tastes so much better than fucking Red Bull.
Yeah, so if you guys haven't heard of it, it's Horny Goat by Goat Drinks Limited, and at the minute, they're offering 10% off with our lovely code online.
Yep.
BrainStew10 at checkout. You can have 10% off.
Yeah. And honestly, I would urge you to try this stuff. If you do have the odd energy drinks and stuff like that, I would challenge you to try a goat and then honestly see if you think any of the others out there are better, because I genuinely don't think they are.
No.
Anyway, no. Topic 4.
Yep.
Is a would you rather.
Okay.
Would you rather have a lifetime supply of free McDonald's, but it's always lukewarm, or a lifetime supply of Nando's, but it is the hottest, spiciest motherfucker on their little chart every single time? So you can never go just can't normal chicken down, or like lemon zesty or whatever it is. You've literally got to go full on or lukewarm Mickey D's.
I think I'm going to go Nando's.
Yeah?
Yeah, because you'd probably get used to the heat, wouldn't you? Of it.
Well, I think so, yeah. I think it depends, doesn't it? It's like if you've got a lifetime supply, so if you're rocking up in there every day, then yeah, probably. But if you're going there once a month, you're going to burn your face off once a month.
That's a good shout. I don't really like spicy food. Like, I like a medium. I'm not really into the like super blow your head off.
If you go for a curry, what do you have?
Bowl tea or like a creamy one, like a pasanda or something like that.
I was going to say, if you were going to say korma.
Yeah.
I was going to unplug your microphone and kick you in the face.
Everybody has a korma.
Fucking korma.
No, a Shahi korma. Have you had one of those?
No, well, tell me
so
more.
It's like a slightly spicy korma.
So it's still basically just milk and a curry?
Yeah.
No.
I offset. If I have the spicy one, I have the coconut rice.
Yeah.
But if I have like the creamy one, I have the spicy rice.
I don't know. I think I have an allergic reaction to a certain amount of spice where basically I'll start hiccuping. If it's too much, I just hiccup.
Yeah.
And that's how I know I've hit the sweet spot.
Okay.
Annoying as fuck, especially when you're half pissed.
That's so weird.
Because it's just like, I'll be like sort of halfway through a curry and be like, okay, yeah, good curry. Oh, Christ, I'm going to vom. But yeah, that's...
Is it like, is Chris hiccuping yet?
Yeah, literally. Yeah. So I have to do this thing where everyone else is eating. I'm then going, hold your breath, breathe out slowly, relax the diaphragm, get rid of the hiccup. And the hiccup's gone. Mouth full again. It's like, for fuck's sake. But yeah, no, really, really. So I think with this one, I actually asked someone else today this question.
Yeah.
As a tester, just to see what it'd throw up. And she said, a lifetime supply of McDonald's, but it's always lukewarm. So she was like, so basically a lifetime supply of McDonald's then. And I was like, do you know what?
Fair play. Nail on the head there.
And I counted that by saying, yeah, but you know, like when you go to McDonald's and like that one time you get and it's fucking piping hot and you're like, ah, this is what I wanted.
Yeah.
And I was like, don't get me wrong, this ratio is like 1 in 7. But it's kind of like, it's a fucking...
Someone said the other day, you know, like obviously that your Just Eats and your Deliveroos are happening now. You know, we're a bit behind where we live, but someone got...
Yeah, we got Wimpy here.
Yeah.
Bender in a bun.
Somebody got...
We haven't got Wimpy, it closed now.
Yeah, it's gone.
Food violations.
Wimpy though. Milkshakes were awesome.
So they found someone trying to stuff a goat through a blender. None of that happened.
Yeah, so somebody was getting Mackey's delivered to the house. And I was like, nah, I would never order a Mackey's for home delivery. Because it's cold when you get it from there to your car, like you were just saying. So what's it like when it gets to you? So, chips are like cardboard.
No, to be fair, it's okay.
Have you done it?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Really?
Yeah, well, it's every once in a while the kids are like, we can have a takeaway, what do you want? And yeah. Kids being kids are like, they're not like, oh yeah, we're going to have a nice Indian, I'm going to try a shahi curry, korma, yeah. Whatever it is that you said. They're literally like, Rue's always like, yeah, McDonald's. It's like, all yeah. Right, well, it's your choice, so McDonald's. And sometimes you have to nuke the chips, but 9 times out of 10, it's not too bad.
I just remembered a story my mate told me. He said he was having a shit, the doorbell was going, and he's like, oh, you know, I'm not getting up. And the doorbell went again, so he's like, oh, right, I'll finish myself. Not off, up. I'll finish it up. I'll finish myself.
So yeah. He was having a shit and a wank. He was having a shank.
No, a Tom Shank. No, he was trying to get off the toilet.
Trying to get himself off on the toilet.
By the time he got to the front door, whoever it was had gone. He said he opened the door and there was just a Burger King on his doorstep. And he was like, I didn't order Burger King. So he just took it in. Phone them and said, yeah, I didn't order a Burger King. And they were like, oh, have it.
Oh, brilliant.
That's so random though, isn't it? To like just get a free meal.
So do you reckon if you like drive around the neighbourhoods at night waiting to spot some McDonald's outside someone's door and then go and grab it and phone up, be like, oh, I didn't order a McDonald's. I'd be like, okay, you can take it. Be like, ha-ha!
Yeah.
You said I could take it. I've stolen this. It's mine.
Have you ever had any free food incidents like that?
I've had like repeated times when you've ordered shit and it's not in the bag. We had once, we had a complete wrong meal sent. So this was in lockdown when like you couldn't go anywhere. So we, again, the kids were like, oh, we really want a KFC. And it's like, all right, so we'll do like a kind of like a medium sized family bucket thing. And we got sent like the fucking, the absolute Mac Daddy of KFCs. It was like, must have been about 25 chickens worth in there. It was just ridiculous. There was fries and cokes and all sorts of shit in there, and it was just like, and we sort of like messaged them, said we didn't order this, and they were the same thing, enjoy. And I was like, yeah, but the poor fucker who did order this and has got ours,
yeah, disappointed,
he's a loser, unlucky.
It's a win though, isn't it, if you get it.
It is windy. What,
the after burps.
Okay, so have you had any other kind of interesting fast food related fast food related incidents before? Have you ever been thrown out of a fast food restaurant?
I can't say I have. Something tells me you have.
I've been asked to leave.
What were you doing?
Throwing gherkins and tomatoes up the wall to see how far I can make it stick. I was on a stag do.
Yeah. Yeah.
When we get, are you throwing gherkins against my nicely new renovated Burger King? Yes. Yes, I am. Do you mind leaving? Okay. And then I thought this was probably the funniest thing I'd ever done, because I was quite drunk at this time. So I, as a good boy, I cleaned my plate up and everything, put it on my tray and walked up to the bin and just put the tray and everything in the bin. I was so juvenile, but I left there crying with laughter like a small child. Because I just put a whole tray in the bin. I thought it was hilarious. And literally, like, those people must have gone, you fucking cunt. Because now we've got a fish in there, and get that fucking tray out.
Oh, you're that guy.
Fucking bellend, you drunken twat, on a stag do, in a squad shirt, thinking you're really funny. Do you know what? Yep.
I've not had a story like that, but I was once on a stag do where everybody was sloshed. And we would end up in the subway. And the music was on really quietly. What,
under the road or?
No, I'm talking sandwich.
Oh, the sandwich artists.
Yeah.
Yes.
So there was about 10 of us in there. And someone started tapping their tray. This is what made me think of the tray on the table. And then someone started singing Bruno Mars to the beat of the tapping. Okay. And then the whole subway, everybody was singing Bruno Mars. All together.
That's great.
It was quite nice, actually. Yeah, it was good laugh.
So you didn't get thrown out then. Instead, they
Invited
you back to like record an album in there.
Yeah.
With the Subways.
Yeah, I love it. What?
With the Subways.
Oh, with the band.
Fucking hell, that was hard work. Brain Stew are proud to announce our clothing partners, Overflow.
Overflow Clothing are an independent skateboard and alternative streetwear clothing brand. Passionate about creating unique designs that are limited edition and printed on 100% organic cotton. All designs are hand-drawn and digitised at Overflow HQ. then screen printed and sent direct to your door. Alongside t-shirts and hoodies, you'll also find accessories such as beanie hats, enamel pins, and glossy stickers over at overflow-clothing.com.
Get an exclusive 20% off your total order by applying code BRAINSTEW20 at checkout. So, we've got a bit of a treat for you this week, haven't we?
We have.
Rather than listening to our beautiful, beautiful tones, kind of just sort of softly lulling you into a false sense of security before the end of the show, James is going to hit you with some nice...
Steady, mate. That was a bit sensual, that was.
you've gone from 6 to midnight, haven't you?
I have, yeah. Nice. You're right. No, so we welcome, band submissions, and if anybody wants to send us your tracks, please do to chat@brainstew.co.uk. We've got a first song for season 2.
Oh, wonderful.
This is from a band called No Trees Touch the Sky. They are based... that stems from Philadelphia.
Ooh. With PA, representing PA.
Absolutely. Branching out from bands such as Circus Survive, Susan, Deftones, Mars Volta, amongst others.
Susan, love Susan, good band.
Susan.
That's what I said.
Yeah, great band.
Yeah.
Yeah. No Trees Touch the Sky captures a blend of ambience and raw energy reminiscent of the early 2000s while also invoking fresh emotion.
Well, let's bloody cue it up and let's smash the living fuck out of it.
Absolutely. Yeah, enjoy this. This is On Rhythm by No Trees Touch the Sky.
Well, that was fucking unreal. That was amazing.
Catchy chorus.
Yes, so good.
Mm.
Great stuff. Check them out.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that about wraps it up from us for another spectacular episode of your favourite show.
It's your mum's favourite show.
It fucking is your mum's favourite show. Mum likes to show me some stuff, don't she? help us out, though. Go on to the platform that you have located this on and leave us a good review. Otherwise, Jay will come and fill in your mum. All right, take it easy, guys. We will smell you later.
See you next time.
Bye.